This is Vocal Profiling Live. Thank you for joining us. I'm Sherry Edwards here with your host, along with tall, blonde Heather. And this is BBS Radio. That was some weird music, wasn't it?
That was interesting. What was that, Sherry?
That was initiation, toning, chanting inside the Great Pyramid.
Wow.
For peace and for power. The Great Pyramids have always represented power and strength to me. And so that's what we're going to talk about a bit tonight. And tall blonde Heather, how you been all week?
Well, I have been busy, and it's only Monday. But that's a good thing. I like being busy.
It was kind of a bizarre day around here. Everybody from all over the world calling.
Yeah, I like that. I always find that really interesting, getting to talk to all kinds of people from different areas, different cultures.
Well, we welcome your calls. Remember, this is a show that allows you to call in. We take a sample of your voice right over the phone, and almost instantaneously, we can provide you information and insight from yourself through your own voice. And remember that on this show, we try to stay within emotional and intellectual realms for a specific topic. We had a lady call in, I don't even remember what show it was. Oh, I think it was on one of the free demo classes. And she was talking about her husband and the problems that he was having with his bowel and digestion, and it was showing up on her vocal prints. So she's very empathetic, so we try to keep this very topic specific to what you want information about, and we look at your voice in terms of frequencies and what each note of frequency represents. And sometimes we answer questions you didn't even ask. So the call-in number is for today, 877-270-8714. The direct line, 530-413-4515. And in Canada, 888-228-4494. As I said, today we're going to talk about power and control in terms of vocal prints. Who wants power? Who has power? And how to contain it if somebody's trying to take it away from you. We're going to use the example of the passive-aggressive man and move that analogy to our government. We're going to have two vocal prints for you. One, Ben Bernanke. I was afraid that on the air I was not going to be able to pronounce his name, and here it is. I did fine before the show. He is talking about the Federal Reserve and what's happening to economics and the Wall Street, what do we call that? Drop? Fiasco? How much money they put back in to hold everything up? And is he telling the truth about our money? And Karl Rove, whose idea was his resignation? Heather, have you ever been involved with a passive-aggressive man?
Unfortunately, I had that experience for about 2 years of my life, ending about 3 years ago. It was something I don't wish to revisit. it was a real learning experience for me. I've never really dealt with passive-aggressive behavior, and I wasn't sure how to deal with it at the time, and I don't think I dealt with it very well.
Was that your first and last experience?
I hope so.
Can you give people an example of some of the experiences?
Well, he was very controlling and demanding of me, but when I expected something out of him, I was a horrible person for expecting something. You know, in terms of respect, and everything was poor me. You know, the world's against me. He's kind of set himself up to fail and then wanted everybody to feel sorry for him.
One of the things that drives me nuts about passive-aggressive men is they're late. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. That's just their power tripping. Or they'll put you in a very dangerous or bad position and then run in as your rescuer. And procrastination, telling you they'll do something, you know, and 2 years later they never get around to it. But the bad part is if you go ahead and do it or have somebody else do it, then they revert back to, oh, my God, you went around me. You don't respect me. You don't respect what I can do. You don't appreciate me. Poor me.
Yeah.
I've had a few experiences with that. Can you tell? Well, I think everybody in relationships with their partner or teachers or store clerks or congressmen or the president, we ought to be there on a footing that is at least honest. And I don't see very many of the political people being honest. We've been doing all of these vocal prints. We've posted a lot of them on BBS Radio, front page, second section down on the left, vocal impressions. What are some of the people that are up there that we've looked at, Heather?
Okay, let's see. Our most recent ones, let's see, we've got Deepak Chopra, we've got Barack, a lot of our political people we have up there. We've got Jimmy Carter, Ron Paul, Al Gore, Dick Cheney. Would you say he was passive-aggressive, Sherry?
No, he's just going to do it his way, no matter what.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what his vocal print says. His note of C, which is self-power by ego, was incredibly high and separated from the rest of his voice. So that meant he was doing it his way, and he really didn't care what else was going on. We did a series yesterday on Ron Paul and looking at his different issues, and you know, it was not strange, but it was just odd that on almost every issue, his voice came out the same, very strong, very sturdy, stable, knowledgeable, trustworthy.
Reliable.
And I posted some information on him. And I tried to write, you know, if he becomes president or when he becomes president. And I couldn't write it. I just had to say, he will be a beloved and trusted president. And then my fingers and my heart and my soul were satisfied with that description. But that integrity that we have lost, particularly in our government people, because we know now they've been telling us the big fat lies about going into Iraq and about how they're spending money and what's happening to the troops and... we're not getting all of it. We're getting this canned trash from the national media. And I think with the internet, where we're all sharing the truth about our families and experiences that are coming back from Iraq and what's really happening, I think we're beginning to get real stories. And I think this idea of somebody reading the news to us or poking information down our ears that they want us to hear, want us to think. I think those days are over, and they just better get used to it, that we, the people, now have a way to communicate. And the only reason they were there to spread the news is we didn't have those channels to communicate with each other. In Cheney's voice print, like you were talking about, when somebody has a really high C in their voice, it's usually just self-ego power. And one of the voice prints that we posted was Rosie O'Donnell. Do you remember hers? I don't remember what she was talking about.
She was talking about, I want to say something with her children, but I'm not sure that's right.
Let me look in the file here.
Okay.
It says about our government officials don't really represent the people. And she had a lot of really high C. But more than that, she had an incredibly high C-sharp, and that's people who have power through justice. So those two combined, self-power and self-justice, I think would be make a good leader. Although people don't look at Rosie O'Donnell that way. And I think that's because a lot of the other parts of her chart were missing. But she's really hot about, you know, this is the way it ought to be. And
yeah,
she's very passionate.
Yeah, emotionally involved with, and she's very strong, you know, in her beliefs. So she does get pretty emotional about things. In my reading today about Karl Rove, he predicted that the leader in the Democratic race will actually be Hillary Clinton for presidential candidate, but that she may have a fatal flaw.
What did he say the flaw was?
He didn't say. He did not say what that fatal flaw was.
Ooh, we should look at that one.
Yeah, we should.
The one we have of his is his resignation.
Which he announced today.
I'll talk about that in a minute because you're going to probably find this unusual, but let's go ahead and give people information about if they have a high D, that's power through manipulation. Power because I know what's best for you. And the note of E is power through persuasion. The note of F is power through what I can do for you, so through promise. G is power through accomplishment. A is power through spiritual leadership. And B is power through change, how I can change the world and do everything better than everybody else. And I can lead you through change. So as we look at these ideas of power, and when people go back and look at Hillary Clinton, I don't know if I can open Hillary Clinton right now. Let's see if I can. Hillary, yeah, here she is. And if I open her chart, it is power through physical attainment of something. And I think in one of the things we talked about her is that she will tend to try to satisfy whoever's in front of her by providing them with what they want.
Right.
So her highest notes are G and G sharp, which is all about physical attainment. One of the things that we wanted to do this evening in talking about power, because there's two powerful things going on. It looks like the beginning of the breakup of the Bush administration with Karl Rove resigning, and looking at that, and then to look at money, which is a very powerful topic. So I think I want to play Karl Rove's resignation and listen for the two times he breaks up emotionally in this. Have you listened to this already?
Submitted my resignation as Deputy Chief of Staff and Senior Advisor effective the end of the month. Mr. President, I'm grateful for the opportunity you gave me to serve our nation and you. I'm grateful for being able to work with the extraordinary men and women that you've drawn into this administration. And I'm grateful to have been a witness to history. It has been the joy and the honor of a lifetime. At month's end, I will join those whom you meet in your travels. The ordinary Americans who tell you they are praying for you. Like them, I will ask for God's continued gifts of strength and wisdom for you and your work, your vital work for our country and the world, and for the Almighty's continued blessing of our great country. Thank you again for this extraordinary opportunity.
Could you hear him break up there a couple of times?
Yeah, he did several times.
But when I read his voice, these words were not his idea. He has practically no E in his voice. So this means this is not his own expression.
Interesting.
I was really surprised by that. His highest note is C, but it's intellectual. So self-power, but it's mental, and he knows that this is what has to happen. I read a little bit of what the computer spit out for him. And remember, for those of you out there who want to call in and get your own vocal print done, you can call us as we're talking about these things, and we'll stop talking about political and talk about personal. So in Rose Chart, this was an emotional speech. You could hear Rose's voice breaking at least twice. Although this was Rose speaking, I don't believe that these were his words. Note the very low E. If this were self-expression, the E would be very high. There's a clear separation between what he wants done and what physically must be done. Physical and emotional meet only on one note, the G, showing an emotional, physical outcome. This was an attempt to make his leader look better at his own expense. Did you get that from the words in that speech?
He sounded so sincere. You would never guess that was not his own words.
Well, I think somebody wrote them for him.
Wow.
So he's resigning, and he brags all over the president.
Do you think he's sorry that he's resigning? Do you think he wants to resign?
I think the biggest issue about it is that he's not going to get to do what he wants anymore. He's been deputy chief of staff for a long time and did a lot of political affairs work and office of public liaison to the White House for strategic initiatives. I mean, he's been a political consultant for the Republicans for a lot of years.
A long, long time.
And things that he's being accused of, I think Bush is just trying to distance himself from those things. I think Rove is agreeing to be the scapegoat to keep his leader clean. And one of the things that I read, boy, in one of the newspapers today, and I thought, I marked it. Rove's impending departure from the White House staff, and this is in quotes. Let me go back and see what's. The White House bulletin published by Bulletin News cited rumors of Rove's impending departure from the White House staff. Quotes, Carl represents the old style, and he's got to go if the Democrats are going to believe Bush's talk of getting along, said a key Bush advisor. But some of the things that he has been associated with, I don't think we would ever accept from our next-door neighbor. I don't think our community would accept allegations of conflict of interest, and that he's been the architect of a lot of things that are shady, a conflict of interest in that Rove owed like $100,000 to Intel stock at the time, that he was advising the White House counsel about selling the stock. And, I mean, people would go to jail for what he's done. And he's holding stocks in companies that's being investigated. He was the head of the administration's response to Hurricane Katrina, which has turned out to be an absolute disaster for a lot of families. Giving out identities, leaking identities of CIA employees. He was involved with that plane affair. But denied that, withholding information from the FBI and lying to them about that investigation. I mean, it's so many things that people ought to go to jail for.
Absolutely. I never really, the firing of, I believe, 8 U.S. attorneys and never really giving a good explanation of why they were fired.
They were investigating things he didn't want to be investigated, from what you see.
Yeah.
And again, that story broke on the Internet.
Yeah.
Some of the things that... hold on a second. Got a frog in my throat. Some of the things that ended up in his vocal print. Because you are a strong, capable leader, you sometimes find it hard to listen without interruption to the opinions and ideas of others. He shares that with Bush when we posted Bush's stuff.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I just think Bush's advisors are giving him very, very bad advice. he can't not see what's really going on. And these people are somehow convincing him it doesn't matter. To go on with his print here. Others see you as having leadership potential, but they may resent you for the same reason. People usually don't contradict you because your reactions to perceived criticism can be unsettling. Pushing others as hard as you push yourself can lead to resentment. You know, and you were talking about your guy that was passive-aggressive.
Right.
If you pushed him, did he come back fighting and spitting?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Did not want to be pressured for anything.
Yeah. And didn't want to answer to anything. And
No, and it was always poor me. Like, why did I pressure him so much? Couldn't I see how hard he had things, you know?
Did you ever have an argument with him over something horrible he did, but you ended up apologizing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and then I wondered, well, how did that happen? I didn't know that was my fault. I started to question my sanity there for a while.
Why do you think, particularly women, why do you think women stay in relationships like that?
I think because a part of at least that type of man makes you lose your self-esteem, lose your self-confidence, and you start to believe after a while that, well, maybe it really is my fault. Maybe I am that bad, which is a horrible, horrible thing to deal with, you know, on a daily basis.
Or that nobody else will have you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And one of the things it says in the literature about a passive-aggressive man, I think this is true with the government, they always come back to your sore spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're too fat or you're too ugly or your teeth are too big, or every argument ends with that, and that's why they can't care about you, and that's why they get to win the argument.
Right.
Now, let's take a big leap here. Why do you think, well, I want to finish your thought. You stayed with this guy for 2 years.
Right.
And when you got out of it, what did you say to yourself?
I can't believe I stayed with him that long.
And why did you?
I felt like I had to, and that actually getting out of the relationship was going to be very, very difficult, which it was, extremely so, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did.
Did he try to hurt you?
He started becoming pretty emotionally aggressive, and a little bit of physical came with that, and I could see more to come, which is why I decided to get out finally.
Did he try to pull power trips and control trips on you? And
oh, absolutely. Any tactic you could think of to be controlling, he tried.
Now let's take the leap. Why do you think Americans are putting up with the political crap? And a lot of it is passive-aggressive. Mm-hmm. Political crap. I can do it better because I know what's better for you than anybody else. Isn't that a passive-aggressive thing?
Yeah, and it's beat into our heads through the media so much that we start to believe, well, that's true. It must be. That's what we hear all the time.
How much have you heard recently that the media isn't giving us the truth?
Recently? More and more. More and more. I think with the power of the Internet, you know, it's being put back into the people's hands and taken a little bit out of the government's hands.
I've heard a lot of people say they're listening to Internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting more of the truth there. You and I were talking today about 911.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the truth there? Was our government involved? Was it a partnership? Was it to drive us into the war? Was it to get our approval? Because I think what the government runs back to all the time is we can keep you safe. I don't think people believe that anymore.
Yeah, it's a scary thought to think that our government would have had some part in that. I don't want to think that, but you hear it and you start to wonder. Well, could it be?
Well, I've heard. I think I was talking to you today about that our own people set bombs. Was that you were talking?
That's one of the theories that's out there, that the government, now this is just a theory, were aware of an impending event happening on 911 and kind of went along with it to encourage the war so we could have, you know, a little bit more control over the Iran and Iraq and the oil and the big money. We're going back to the big money, you know, with the oil companies.
Do you think anybody believes there were weapons of mass destruction?
Boy, they had us all convinced, didn't they?
And found none, and still, even though this whole war was on a bad premise, they're still doing it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like they're going to get out unless the people force them to. Let's talk a bit about these oil companies. Gas prices are down a bit.
A bit, yes. I noticed that this morning.
Have you looked at some of the quarterly reports and how much money they're making?
No, I haven't.
Record profit. Now, why is oil prices up? Record highs at the pump, record profits. What's wrong with this picture?
Who's getting those profits?
Yeah. And I actually heard a man stand up and say, the only way that we are going to have any kind of alternative fuel is if gas prices go higher.
Right.
So the gas companies can have profits so they can make this. Yet there was a thing on the Discovery Channel not long ago about this guy who has found a way to fuel a car with water by burning the hydrogen in the water, and nobody will develop that, and he's already got a son.
Wow.
Do they really think we're that stupid?
A car that runs on water.
It was undiscovered.
That's amazing.
And one of the practitioners from Sound Health called us and challenged me to look at this, and you know, because we were talking about fuel prices on one of the forums, and there it is.
Wow.
Already done, yet they're trying to collect pennies, well, dimes now, from everybody who gets gasoline, thinking that it's only $10-$20, and so who's going to argue over $10-$20?
Right.
I heard somebody say to fill up their truck, it costs $90 for a gas fill-up. That's just incredible. So here these people are controlling gas prices. We can't do much about it. Controlling vaccinations and forcing them on our kids. Controlling what goes on in our schools. Controlling where we can travel. Controlling whether or not we can wear shoes in the airport. All in the name of we are keeping you safe.
We are keeping you safe.
Yeah. Did your guy that was passive-aggressive, did he ever pull that one on you?
Everything was always for my own good. Yeah. Whether I felt like it or not, it was always for my own good.
Make you a better person.
Right. Right.
That's a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Impossible standards to live up to.
I'm going to go back to give you the phone numbers one more time. We've got a lot to talk about, but you're welcome to call in, toll-free, 877-270-8714 in the U.S. The regular line, 530-413-4515, and toll-free in Canada, 888-228-4494. And if you forget those numbers, you can always jump on bbsradio.com. And get the numbers from there. One of the things that I want to do with this show, Heather, is ask people if they want to know the truth about something and they have a recording of someone's voice, that they can come to us and request we look at something. And I don't know if we want to go so far as, you know, get your husband talking about it, having an affair or not, and we can look at it. I don't want to get into petty kind of squabbles, but I think knowing the truth really gives us a strong foundation for being able to make credible decisions about who we want to date, who we want to work with, who we want to have as our government representatives. And I just think being able to see where people are coming from is incredible. You've had your voice done. And I don't think you believed it in the beginning.
I believe it now. You know, this is something that, you know, you come into something brand new, you're a little bit apprehensive, but I've seen so many things. It's just amazing things. Completely convinced. But, yeah, I was a little doubtful at first.
I think one of your things that helped you was we helped you with a physical issue with your foot.
My heel, yeah. That still amazes me.
Yeah. We had somebody in here the other day running around and, oh, my foot hurts, and I think I had a heel spur, and blah, blah, blah. And she said, I'm going to grab Heather's chart and look at it, and there was nothing in there that matched her chart at all. And I said, let me see where it is. And you could feel little crunchy things in there. And I said, I don't know, I want to try a number on you. And so I went over and put the number on for gout. And we have a little gout box that helps people not have to take that medication. It gives them diarrhea all the time. And took her gout away in, you know, less than two minutes maybe.
Wow.
And she was somebody who worked here and was new, and she became a believer. But I think this idea of using your voice to heal with sound's been around so many years, and we just didn't know how it was done. But people who are in pain, like you with your foot, or somebody with back pain, they really don't care, you know, how we did it. But I like the Invoice program, which is what we're using, and that is available to the public if people want to purchase it, so they can run all kinds of things on their own husband. That's what we'll have them do. If they want us to see if their husband is cheating, we'll just have them buy the program
and do it themselves.
Yeah, and then we don't have to get in the middle.
There you go. That's a great idea.
And we do teach classes about how this is happening, how people are able to use your voice to see what's going on. Do we have any of the classes coming up, the free demo classes?
Absolutely. Our next one is going to be on the 15th. That's right around the corner on Wednesday from 4 to 5. That we've still got a couple more spots in there. If anybody wants to get involved, shoot me out an email at heather@vocalprofiling.com, and we'll get you signed up. And then we've got another one on Sunday the 19th from 5 to 6, and that's Eastern Standard Time. And then Thursday the 30th from 6 to 7.
Are they posted on our internet?
Those are on NutraSounds.com. If you go to training, we have those listed just a little ways down the page. And there's also a contact form you can fill out and shoot me out an email that way, too.
What other kind of information is on that site?
We've got information about how to become a client, if you're interested in that.
Don't tell them that, Heather. We are booked up until, like, February of next year.
Oh, that's true. That's why we want to get everybody involved in these classes, so we can get more practitioners out there. Because, for every practitioner that we have graduate our program, we have, 500 people waiting to be seen.
At least, and I see these programs at being able to look at your voice as just freeing you up. We had a lady in here last week, and she wanted to take a new job, and she had two or three jobs she could choose from. So we were able to help her see which one had the most value to her by looking at her vocal prints. So it's that kind of freedom of mind. Hello? Do we have a caller?
Hello. I was just listening. How are you ladies doing this evening?
You're just listening? You didn't call in?
No, I did call in. But I've been holding for about 5 minutes. That's okay.
Oh, they didn't tell us you were on the air.
I figured as much, but I didn't want to interrupt you guys in the middle of what you were talking about.
Oh, we can't hear anybody when they come in. Do you want your voice done, or you just want to talk to us?
Yeah, you guys were talking about the oil thing situation.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to maybe bring some things to everyone's attention, because it's really tweaked my interest in things. It would seem that we're on a fast train to somewhere, and I'm not sure where that somewhere is.
over the edge.
Yeah. But, you know, it all kind of seems like there's something big getting ready to happen here in about 5-6 weeks. There was a gentleman on a forum who never posts there, so I know he has to be legit. But he actually went on a forum. He posted on George Urey's website, which is Urban Survival. And he said that he's been in the construction industry as a subcontractor for years, and then he retired and handed it down to his kids. And the bank is calling in their line of credit, which will virtually allow them not to be able to, you know, do their business anymore. But within the next 6 weeks, there's not going to be any more work for them. This is all across the country, not just for these particular subcontractors. And even the big contractors that get all of their contracts from the government to work on the roads and stuff, there's going to be no more contracts given out from the government in 6 weeks from now. Actually, it's 5 weeks now. You've got everything seems to be on hold for Iraq. You know, Bush and them are saying, just give us 6 more weeks. Let's see what this surge is going to do. 6 more weeks. And then we have some very interesting planetary alignments. You have Karl Rove today announcing that he's leaving on the 31st, you know, to go be with his family. Well, I had thoughts in my mind come of, have you ever seen the movie Sudden Impact?
I haven't. Have you, Heather?
Well, you should watch it. It's where that government guy gives the same storyline, that he's just wanting to leave the government and, you know, go to a quiet life with his family. But this reporter investigates this further, and she finds out that there is an extinction-level event that's going to happen. It's a really good movie. There's many, many interesting things going on here. And then, you know, you have DEPCO reporting on nuclear attacks or something going on in New York, and there was some very strange things that did go on over the weekend in New York. In fact, there was a reporter out on the scene. There's a sidewalk that collapsed there. I think it's 35th or 36th Street in New York yesterday, and two people were trapped under it, and the reporter was there. There was some box sitting there that was emitting radiological transmission, for lack of a better word to say that. But then he had heard something in his ear. This all was live, so people can hear it on the replay of it. But somebody tells him to shut up and say that there is no danger, there's no radiation there. But in fact, there really was, and he was talking about it. You could even hear the sound, you know, when they use one of those Geiger counters. You could hear it in his microphone. So I'm just wondering what you guys would like to comment about all these strange things going on.
I haven't heard about that one.
Wow.
Can you give our listeners some context where they can look at this information themselves?
Yeah. The video feed of this news reporter there in New York City, I believe, let's see, who said it? I think it's up on Rents.
Rents.com, okay.
Or it could be InfoWars with Alex Jones. It's one of those two.
Alex Jones usually has up-to-date things on his website.
Yeah, and then George his last name's U-R-E, but his site where this construction guy is talking about they'll have no more work after this 6 weeks, and he said his whole history, he's been in the industry for like 30 years or plus, so they've never had this happen. And they're really beginning to wonder what in the world is going on. And then you've got the rats at the Washington, D.C. jumping off the ship like you didn't want. Okay. But you could go read about the contractor that's going to be out of work at Urban Survival. And then you have you ever heard of the web bots?
No.
Oh, quite interesting. This guy's name is, I can't think of his name. Clifford, I believe, is his name.
Is it
WEBBOS? His site is halfpasthuman.com.
Spell it for me.
Pardon?
Spell that for me.
Well, spell which, hon?
Half hatch?
Half past, like the past. P-A-S-T. Half past human.
Okay.
H-U-M-A-N.
Got it right.
Okay.
Halfpasthuman.com. But he has developed a program, a software program, where he can actually go in and do these runs on the internet, and whatever that is that they're looking for, they'll put in keywords, and they can actually go into the future. It's like quantum physics. It's very interesting how he does this. Nobody really knows, and he's not divulging. But they have, they predicted the tsunami. They knew that 9/11 was coming. It's like they can see a little ways out into the future. And things are becoming so dire on these reports that Cliff don't even hardly want to do them anymore, because he says all he sees is destruction and death. But it's a very interesting site to go to there. And they have a new run coming out here, I think, this week. But they see space farts, and I'm not trying to be facetious when I use that, but that's they're goat farts from space. And you know, you have, well, let's go back to Major Ed Danes, and he talks about the kill shot. Have you heard of him?
No, but I can.
You haven't heard of Major Ed Danes?
I can see from what you're saying that it's time for us all to get ready for our ascension and enlightenment.
Absolutely. Too many things are starting to come into play here, and it would seem that things are happening rather fast at this point. And, you know, one of the key things to watch for is when you start seeing everybody up there around Washington, D.C. Another good website to go to is thelibertyman.com. The gentleman's name is John Moore, who has that site. He also has a radio show on Sunday afternoons with RBN. A radio program, but he is a Green Beret, was in Vietnam, and he's a retired police detective. So this man is credentialed. His wife is a chiropractor, and she does holistic chiropractic. But he has lots of inside information from retired Navy people who have seen the maps, have been in a lot of meetings behind closed doors with the government. They know what's coming. They know. And they say that everything east of the Blue Ridge Parkway on the east side of the United States will be underwater.
Wow.
Okay? And they have seen the maps. And Gordon Michael Scallion's maps, because John asked these people, and these were all individuals that did not know each other. They're all moving into the Ozarks, and they're building dome homes. They're also building domes up in Montana and Wyoming and in that area, too, the Dakotas. Our government there knows that there's something big. Now, Major Ed Dames used to be a major in the military, and he began the remote viewing for the military. It was a program that they started. And they began to notice in all their remote viewing sessions of this anomaly that kept coming up, where there would be this big heavenly body that causes, because, you know, there's wars going on constantly around this planet, little ones, big ones, whatever, but somebody's always fighting with each other. And we have people like Bush in the White House. It makes everybody want to fight each other. He says that this event is so big that you will, all these people fighting out here, you know, amongst themselves and everything on the battlefields, will actually stop, look up, disperse, and go home. They will leave the battlefield and go home. That's how big this is. And he says the marker to know when this is coming, this big celestial event, he said there's going to be, and this should send chills down your spine, he says there will be a shuttle that is up at the space station. This is what they've been able to remote view. And they will be forced back down due to meteorite showers. We're in the, Perseids, whatever they are right now, the big shower, and we've got trouble with the space shuttle up there right now. So is this the time? Who knows? But we do feel it's close, because the shuttle program's about obsolete and ready to be shut down. And so we know that before I don't know how many more of the shuttles are scheduled to go up to the ISS, but something's in the wind here, I believe. And I think that you're going to see, I'm going to go out on a limb here and make a prediction tonight. You're going to see more and more officials at the White House stepping down to be with their families. That seems to be the code phrase here. The interesting thing was, too, that Karl Rove said in yesterday evening when he was interviewed by CNN, is he said that anybody else there on the Hill that is thinking about leaving should do so now while they still have a window of opportunity. Now, what does he mean by that?
I wish.
You see what I'm saying here?
I did hear him say that.
I don't.
Yeah, it was last night. It was on CNN.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that recording.
It wasn't his speech, you know, when he was with Bush today.
Today.
It was
right.
Last night he was being interviewed because he actually announced last night that he was going to be leaving.
Can
and
you get us
had,
a copy
you know, the,
of that speech, Heather?
Sure. Absolutely.
I've been taking a sample of your voice, prediction lady, as we were talking.
Uh-huh.
And you really believe everything you're saying. It shows absolute truthfulness on your
yes.
on your print.
Yes.
And it shows a strong need for justice, not really knowing how this is going to happen, but a strong need for justice around it. I was surprised. Well, I'm surprised, too, that a lot of your stuff comes up in the physical realm. Thank you for calling. We've got about 6-7 more.
Anyway, there's some good websites. Check them out.
Okay, if you'll get those to Heather at Vocal Profiling, we will certainly post them and get this information to our people.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, you do get the sense in today's media that there is something big about to happen. You just, you know, what? What is going to happen?
Well, from what Ralph, our attorney, talks about, is the Bush administration is coming down. And the people are going to put a president in, and if, from what I'm hearing, it looks like Ron Paul is going to be the person they're just going to put in there to take over and do whatever is supposed to be happening. I want to go on and talk a bit about personal power information. We also have the other file. If we want to talk about that, I don't think we have time to do both. We could do the Bernanke file next week. Write a note and remind me.
Okay.
Because we did talk about passive-aggressive leadership and passive-aggressive relationships. So I want to talk a little bit about this. And this comes from a book called Living with a Passive-Aggressive Man. And gives a bit about how to spot these guys. One was fear of dependency. He wants to think he doesn't depend on you, but he binds himself closer. Relationships can be battlegrounds where he can only claim victory if he denies his needs for your support. I've seen that happen a lot, that they claim not to be dependent, yet you go try to do something by yourself, and they just freak out, you know, by it.
Sabotage. Yeah.
Fear of intimacy. Guarded and often mistrustful, the passive-aggressive man is reluctant to show his emotional fragility. He's often out of touch with his feelings, reflexively denying feelings he thinks will trap or reveal him. You know, if you ask a passive-aggressive man what time is it, he may say, "Why do you need to know?"
Right.
And he's got to know where you're going with anything you're doing before he's going to tell you anything. And then fear of competition, feeling inadequate. He's unable to compete with other men in work and love. He may operate either as a self-sabotaging wimp or with a pattern of failure, or he'll be a tyrant, setting himself up as unassailable and perfect, needing to eliminate any threat. I've heard passive-aggressive men say, "I'm just not allowing you to speak to me that way," and they'll walk off, or you'll ask them to do something, and they'll say, "Well, you know, you can just kiss my behind." But one of the ways you can get to them is show that you're hurt by what they're saying, and sometimes they'll fall for that, and you can get your way. But why would you have to manipulate in order to get your way about something?
Why do you think passive-aggressive behavior comes about? Is there something in their childhood that creates that type of personality?
Very good, Heather.
Yeah.
The book says that there's a spot where they are so hurt and betrayed that that's where their emotionality growth stops. so they can be intellectually mature, physically mature, emotionally mature about your emotions, but totally immature and about their own, and they can become very selfish. And the book says the events start anywhere from 8 to like 17 in there, something dictatorial or some trauma in their life at that point where somebody absolutely took their power away from them and gave them no choice whatsoever.
Do you think these people are conscious of their behavior?
No, I think they just totally deny it all the time. We had a lady here that was a cleaning lady, and she eavesdropped at doors. You could catch her doing it. She was dictatorial. She would just, if she wanted your chair, she'd just take it. You know, and she didn't realize that she was just really offensive to a lot of people.
She really didn't. I agree with that. She just didn't know how her behavior was affecting other people.
And she said, "I'm not like that."
Yeah.
We got 5 or 6 more to go here. We got about 5 minutes. Okay. Obstructionist. They'll get in your way. You can't tell them what you need because they'll see that you don't get it. You tell them, I've done this in car trips with passive-aggressive men. Could you stop at the next rest stop? And you driving by it, you know, 10 minutes later, and they say, you really didn't want to stop, did you? You know, whatever you tell him you need, he won't comply. And he blocks any progress of seeing that you get your way. Another one, fostering chaos. The passive-aggressive man prefers to leave the puzzle incomplete, the job undone, taking on more responsibilities in his life is nothing but unfinished business.
Wow.
Now, I have seen this. And it loves the negative attention. You didn't get this done.
Yeah.
In working with people, you just have to walk off and do it yourself. Feeling victimized. The passive-aggressive man protests that others unfairly accuse him rather than owning up to his own misdeeds.
Yeah, that was my guy, Sherry.
Yeah. To remain above reproach, he sets himself up as the apparently hapless, innocent victim of your excessive demands and tirades. You know, one of the really weird things I have seen go on with passive-aggressive men is use two women at once against each other. Well, if you won't do it, so-and-so will. Dating two women at a time.
Mm.
You know, not committing, but at the same time, using the women to get what they want. And we put up with it. Mm. Making excuses and lying. Passive-aggressive man reaches as far as he can to fabricate excuses for not getting to a meeting on time, making love, meeting deadlines, fulfilling promises as a way of withholding information, affirmation, or love. You know, and there's always something wrong with you. So mm-hmm. you are the underling, so you have to do the job. You have to clean the dishes while he sits and watches TV because he makes more money. Or it's always a problem with you, one-upmanship kind of thing in that, too. Procrastination. That is a biggie. Tell you he'll do something and then won't. Put it off for years. Telling you that he'll get around to it or you're too demanding. Again and again and again. Chronic lateness and forgetfulness. You know, I'll fix you an egg sandwich and then burn it, you know, to the point where you couldn't eat it if you want. He sets the ground rules. Ambiguity, never telling you what's really going on. Mixed messages, withholding information, so you never know. You know, come home one night, oh, we have a dinner engagement. Oh, you didn't tell me. Oh, yes, I did. You know, and there you are stuck and in a panic, and they're a problem. Sulking is the last one. Feeling put upon when he's unable to live up to his promises or obligations. He retreats and sulks and pouts and withdraws. More about that as we go along in this show. Write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com or heather@vocalprofiling.com if you're interested in any of the demo classes. We are going to be templating anti-aging, wrinkles, weight management, diabetes, depression. Join us for those free demo classes, and we want to help people take their own responsibility, be in charge of their lives. We're free to talk about it, and we're free to do something about it. So call us and request somebody's voice that you want to hear, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Sherry.
Bye now.